in connection with the celebration of 50 years of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj's acceptance of Tridandi Sannyas, the renounced order of life, at the hands of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I've been asked to speak about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada and his sannyas, introduction of sannyas, and associated topics. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to purify myself by speaking on this, or in connection with this glorious occasion. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's introduction of sannyas within the Gaudiya Sampradaya. I say introduction because although there were sannyasis in the Gaudiya Sampradaya at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, most notably Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, it wasn't an institution. Sannyas was not an institution within Gaudiya Vaishnavism at the time. Sannyas is generally understood to be part of Varnashram Dharma. There are the four ashrams, Varna Ashram Dharma. So among the four ashrams, sannyas is considered the top, but that is a status within material society. Varnashram, Varnashramacharavata, Purushena Parapuman, Vishnura Radyate Panta, Nanyatattor Shakaranam. Varnashram is an institution within the material world whereby one is enjoined to worship Vishnu and make one's life successful, but it is not in and of itself a spiritual institution. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he took sannyas, superficially he rejected sannyas. So we can say from the ontological perspective he rejected it, because famously he said, Nahang vipro na cha narapatya, napi vaisho na shudro, I am not a Shudra, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Kshatriya, I am not a Brahmana. Then, Nahang Varnina Chagrihapatya Novanastya Yatiyava. So he also said, I'm not a Brahmachari, a Grihastha, or a Vanaprastha, or Yatirva, I'm not a sannyasi. So that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual understanding that he imparted to us. Spiritual understanding is what he came to impart to us, but socially he took the role of a sannyasi. That was later understood within the Gaudiya Sampradaya that there should be no varnashram. Well, it's a very complex picture, because they, on one hand, there were the Grihastha gurus who are from Brahmin families within the Gaudiya Sampradaya, and on the other hand, there was the line of Babajis who considered themselves beyond the platform of Varnashram. So the renunciants in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, they were not sannyasis. They were what we call Babajis. They're generally known as Babajis. And we find the word Vairagi in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Prem Vivarta, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava literature. And that's generally understood to mean one who renounces the world and he also renounces Varnashram. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's introduction of sannyas was certainly controversial. He jerked the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. He made many changes in many ways from what was going on traditionally. because he was seeing it wasn't working. The mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give prema had become stultified into... Of course, it's not that there weren't Vaishnavas. There were pure Vaishnavas, but the preaching mission, the vision, actual attainment of pure love of Krishna, prema, Krishna Vishayak prema, param purushartha, beyond the four aims of religious life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, is Krishna prema. It wasn't happening. It wasn't happening in the way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted and desired. And at that time in Bengali society, although very prominent, eminent people, people who were revered by the educated public, such as Bankim Chandra Chatterjee and Vivekananda and Ram Mohan Rai, they had great veneration for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They wanted nothing whatsoever to do with people who called themselves Vaishnavas, who called them his followers. So there was a great disjunct between the two. On one hand, Bengalis in general, or many of them, they had great respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but on the other hand, they couldn't see any way to follow him because the Vaishnava Sampradaya had become very much degenerate in its public manifestation, in how it was publicly conceived. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he did quite a few things which were really revolutionary. Revolution, to come back to the real point. And one of the, I just briefly, I'm trying to say, it's such a big topic. One of the things he did was to introduce sannyas, and the first sannyasi of the Gaudiya Math was himself. The way he accepted sannyas was revolutionary, because his gurus, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, had passed away by that time, from the world. And he was trying to continue the mission as given to him by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gaurakishore Das Babaji, but he found with the followers that it wasn't going to happen. The kind of revolutionary, widespread Krishna consciousness, and clearly distinguished from different Sahajiya groups, and it required something drastic. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, having visited South India, specifically having studied the sannyas system in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, introduced or reintroduced, you can say, into the Gaudiya Sampradaya sannyas. Reintroduced in the sense that it's there in its essence, not exactly the formality of sannyas, but the essence of sannyas, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, after taking sannyas, quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the Avanti Brahmana, his renunciation of the world. He quoted a verse, Etansa staya paratmanishtam, adhyasitam purvatamayam hadvi aham tarashami durantaparam tamomukundangri nishayivayayava, which is stating that I will cross over material existence by taking refuge in Mukunda, by leaving the world for serving Mukunda, the giver of liberation, at ancestor paratmanish, in this way, following in the footsteps of great personalities before me, I will cross over material existence. So this is the internal mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that I'm taking sannyas like the Mayavadis, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu superficially took it in Mayavad Sampradaya, but for the sake of not simply crossing over the world, but for serving Mukunda. So in this spirit, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur took sannyas, and specifically he wanted to preach Krishna consciousness. Sri Ramanuja Acharya accepted sannyas for the sake of establishing the Vaishnav Sampradaya in the world at the time. There were Vaishnavas, but there was no coagulated Vaishnav Sampradaya. So Ramanuja did that in so many ways, by preaching, by making followers, by establishing temples, deity worship system. Establishing temples means he reorganized so many temples, and by writing, and specifically by opposing the Advaitavad of Shankara. So he tremendous, revolutionary work which Ramanuja did. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he accepted sannyas in a revolutionary way. He wasn't going to take sannyas from any Mayavadi. He sat in a picture of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and accepted a danda. Now, we could say with quite a high degree of certitude that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, had he been directly present in the world, would not have given sannyas to his disciple, Siddhanta Saraswati. But he wouldn't have done it as a social function or what, he wouldn't have done it. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it's very important to understand this. It wasn't just some revolutionary process for preaching, although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's sannyas was for preaching, but it was what was required. It was a spiritual communion from his previous gurus, from his gurus, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, who never took sannyas, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who also didn't take sannyas. But to fulfill their order, to fulfill the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sannyas, he took sannyas, and subsequently he offered sannyas to some 22, something like, usually it's given 18 sannyasis, he gave it to 18, but as I've seen, the number comes to a bit more than that. And from what I see, he expected them to be expansions of himself, especially for preaching Krishna consciousness, and especially he expected his sannyasis to be deeply learned in Shastra, and one of their, if not their main function, was to give learned discourses to the public, to go place to place and preach the message of Krishna consciousness in a very shastric and philosophical manner, and to establish the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the highest teachings in opposition to all kinds of other ideas. He referred to his sannyasi disciples as jivanta mridanga, living mridanga drums for sankirtan. And some very great personalities were among his sannyas disciples. Of course, from our perspective, all of his disciples are worshipable, but definitely among his sannyasis, some very highly exalted in behavior, in practice of Vaishnavism, realization and understanding. Interestingly, though, they weren't the only disciples who were highly lauded or highly considered very highly in the Gaudiya Math. In fact, one of his very earliest disciples was at that time, from the time he joined Saraswati Thakur, very early, before the Gaudiya Math started, Kunja Bihari Vidyabhushana. He was married at the time, and he remained married until after the departure from this world of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was a householder. But Saraswati Thakur, when his sannyasi disciples would come to offer obeisance, when they came into his, if they came from outside, from some other location, he would, before they would bow down to him, he would say, first you go and offer obeisance to Kunja Bihari. Have you offered obeisance there? And another highly venerated, very close to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Later history was came out something else, was Ananta Vasudev Paravidyabhushan, who remained, he joined as a brahmachari and remained as a brahmachari, with, and he also later took sannyas. So later history is something else, but the point I'm making, these were considered two very highly prominent leaders, and other very important leaders in philosophy and writing, and were Sundarananda Vidyavinod, who was a householder, although practically he largely left his family to join the Gaudiya Math, but he didn't take sannyas. And another highly was venerated was Professor Nishikant Sanyal Narayan Das Bhakti Sudhakar. So they were writing and making articles, and Sundarananda was also a very great speaker at the Albert Hall in Calcutta. The Gaudiya Math sometimes held programs, and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur would be there, and Sundarananda Vidyavinod, a householder, would often give the keynote speech, even though there were other sannyasis present. Pranavananda. Who later took sannyas, but he was a brahmachari throughout the whole time Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was there. So the point I'm making that the sannyasis, they were integral part of the dynamic Gaudiya Math preaching, but at the same time, they weren't the only ones who are highly respected. So Sarasvati Thakur, he introduced this, and like I say, it's from what I see, he expected his sannyasis to be like expansions of himself. They would go to different places and give lectures, and he gave a lot of emphasis on this. Of course, there was kirtan in the Gaudiya Math, a lot of kirtan, but he gave a lot of emphasis on speaking the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very philosophical manner to appeal to the learned circles of society at that time. And he expected his sannyasis to be very learned, following in his own footsteps. It was highly controversial. Up to the present day, there are those who say that it should never have been done. It's not traditional to have sannyas in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But interestingly, even those who criticize this like that, a lot of them, they wouldn't have come to Krishna consciousness at all, especially those who are from outside India. They wouldn't have had the opportunity of Bhaktisiddhanta. At least Krishna revealed Krishna consciousness in the Western world through Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, through A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who took sannyas at the insistence of his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who insisted to him in dreams after he had left this world. So there, like I say, there are those who protest that it's not proper, but if it works, it works. It happened. It has happened. It is going on through the agency of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and his reformist principles, reform, not change, but change for the better, doing what is required. Now, although the people would protest that, well, Vaishnavas are not supposed to wear saffron cloth, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what is it said? Rakta Kapoor Vaishnava Najuai. I can't remember exactly. It's a red cloth is not suitable for Vaishnavas. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he would say that I have accepted sannyas because I'm trying to take the position of a servant of my gurus, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, up to the six Goswamis. They were Paramahamsas. They were beyond Varnashram. I'm not beyond Varnashram. I'm taking this humble position in service to them. I do not consider myself a Vaishnava. Just trying to serve the Vaishnavas by preaching their message, and this is required for preaching. And he'd also seen, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had also seen that the considerable success and how of the Ramakrishna mission, they had sannyasis who are highly respected, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur thought, well, if they can do it for preaching the wrong thing, we can do it for preaching the right thing. So there's a little overview of sannyas in the teachings and life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's a section within my book, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav. For further information, you can consult that. And again, thank you for this opportunity to speak on this subject. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All glories to all the sannyasis and all the devotees who are following in their glorious footsteps. And especially on this occasion, we're remembering the 50th anniversary of sannyas of His Holiness Jayapata Goswami Maharaj. So all glories to him and his followers and his acceptance of sannyas. Hare Krishna.